You were actually in Liberia at a very crucial time, right up against the run-up election, and I really wanted to know from you what your feeling was whilst in Liberia, regarding the mood there, the people, the expectations, whether they're positive or not.
I can still see the sights, I can hear the sounds, I can smell the smells of Liberia. It's that close to me. And it's over the last few days, obviously, it being in the news, it's something I've been thinking about a lot. I spent some time in the capital, Monrovia, but I was also lucky enough to spend some time up in the north of the country, about 4 hours' drive in a place called Banga, which is really, it's in the rainforest, in the jungle. That's where the major seminary is. I was teaching a communications course there and working with Radio Veritas in Monrovia. I say that because they're two very different realities. A capital city, the dynamic, the feeling inside a capital city is very different from it is, from what it is 4 hours' drive way up inside the rainforest. What strikes you when you listen to people, when you look around you, the scars are very present. The physical scars, because you see the war veterans going around in their wheelchairs without limbs in the middle of the street, and physical scars in the people, but the emotional scars are still very much there. Technically, the war ended in 2003, 2004, but it's still in their eyes, it's still in their hearts. That's the downside. The downside is that it makes it very difficult to talk to people about things that are essential to us, like your family and your home and where you come from, because you know that it's very likely the person you're talking to saw their family murdered in front of them, had their house burned down not once, not twice, but three times by one of the rival rebel groups. The radio station was burned down twice. So the pain is still there, and that in a sense that's the downside, but it's a reality. That's what it is. It's a country coming out of a dreadful war situation where over 250,000 people died, dispersed, refugees, and all that horror. The upside is that they, because of that, there's this huge desire to leave it behind and get on with it. And I think that's what swept Ellen Johnson Sirleaf to power in 2005. And I believe that's what will bring her back and has brought her back this time. They call her the woman. They don't refer to her by name. And there's something enigmatic about that as well. The fact that it's a woman who's able to pull this mess together and reconcile these otherwise irreconcilable groups. She's more than a president. She said this maternal figure, who offers a ray of hope. The only person who looks like she's able to pull it together and make it work. And there's this huge desire, as I say, to leave the past and to move forward, to do something with this country.
Well, she's got a very difficult job ahead of her. She's been at the helm for just over 5 years, and there's still a lot of inequality, obviously, and there's still a lot to pull together. I was reading her posters, her campaign posters, which say, "When the plane hasn't landed yet, don't change the pilots."
Well, just while you're on posters, well, they say votes, not guns. That's the one you see around Monrovia. Out in the countryside, there's a poster that reads, "Focus on the issues and not the personalities," which I find very intelligent.
Which was also for her party or for her.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
She was also running up against a very popular figure who's Weah, who
George
everyone
Weah.
Knows because of his football stardom. And the turnout was very low in this runoff election. But do you think she is a popular figure? Do you think the people like her? Even the Nobel
It's a
Peace
leading
Prize
question. Oh, yeah, well, the Nobel Peace Prize
hasn't.
was an issue when I was there because obviously the opposition thought the timing was shocking. It shouldn't have come when it did. The people out in the rainforests don't know that she won the Nobel Prize. They don't know what a Nobel Prize is. They're far more concerned with getting enough food to eat and getting their kids off to the mission school or whatever structure that there is out there. So that's why that the Monrovia experience is one thing. Once you get outside the capital, it really is another reality.
Which is the most part of the country.
Which is where most of the people are, yes. Even bringing them to an awareness that there is an election underway, that there is this person. There are no televisions, so there are no radio stations. Where I was in the jungle, there was electricity for 2 hours a day. It comes and goes in the capital, in Monrovia. There's very little running water. You're talking about basic subsistence conditions here. So how a popular figure, as we understand a popular political figure, doesn't exist.
Are the people literate?
The literacy is she has been very good at building roads, so communications, linking places, and the schooling, the education. She has really boosted the educational system. So you have these lines of little children walking sometimes miles and miles to school every day, and you know that all they have to eat for the day is a banana. And when they get home at night, they're not going to be able to study much, because when the sun goes down, there's no light to study by. But I'm not being negative by saying that. That's the reality. You have to take that into consideration. But the spirit behind it, the desire, the will to go forward, to do something, to educate your children, to go beyond, is incredibly strong. And I think that's what's behind her. The fact that it's her or someone else wouldn't make a lot of difference. The important thing is that whoever it is represents change for good.